All right, here on the Saskatchewan Country Close Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Jackie Guy. Jackie, thanks for your time. How you doing?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Yeah, anytime. So, Jackie, let's talk about your new song. You released, I want to say, about a week ago, maybe a little more than a week ago, but you have a new song out called In a Summer. So I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of how it came to be written?
Yes, you bet. Yeah, In a Summer, we released it on June 27th, and it's actually a song I wrote for my daughter, who actually came off a bit of a breakup from a boyfriend, and then met someone last summer, and just they were just wanting to just hang out because he was from a couple provinces away, so they just wanted it to be a fun summer, and you know, no falling in love business, but lo and behold, it didn't work out that way. They actually did fall in love. So
that's
this is
the way
just
it
a
works.
Really,
that's the way it happens sometimes.
It does happen. So it's a very fun, upbeat song, kind of just a carefree song for summer. And I think it kind of fits the vibe of driving in your car with the with your windows unrolled and just enjoying summer.
You know, I like it. I love hearing how songs kind of come to be. So, was this an idea that you had for a little while, or is it like you told the story? It's just brand new kind of inspiration, or how kind of do you have this title, or was it just kind of all brand new?
You know,
to the inspiration.
I'm glad you asked about the title because it was funny because when I saw them. You know, spending time together in the summer, her best, one of her best friends said, to her that, well, you can't fall in love in a summer anyway, and went on to carry on with that. And my daughter mentioned that line to me, and I said, that's In a Summer would make a really good title of a song, about what the situation is. So it was actually her best friend that kind of gave me the idea of the title and the feel of the song. And I went with that. So, So yeah, sometimes you hear it just from somebody else saying it, and you know that that's the one.
Cool. I love hearing how kind of songs come to be, and it's a great summer tune about summer love, and it's really, really cool. Really good song. Again, joined right now by Jackie Guy. Jackie, what's kind of this year looking like for you? Obviously, over the last couple of years, there hasn't been a whole lot of live music. Looks like it's going to be returning and a lot of live music this year. So what's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, things have opened up, luckily. We had our Rhythm and Ribs back in Yorkton, so got to take the stage again for that. And I have a few fairs to play at and sing at. And I'm just actually doing some work for the first time with a Nashville label. So we're doing they're releasing this song that's In a Summer in the States and in the UK. So we're kind of just getting to know each other, and we're hopeful that there's going to be some future work in the future when it comes to getting my fourth album together. So we'll keep you posted and updated on how that comes about. So I'm excited. It looks like there's some fun stuff in the future coming up.
And it's super cool. I mean, getting possibly a release out in the U.S. and then in the U.K. So would it be forgive me for not knowing this, but have you had releases in the U.K. or would that be a first for you?
No, I've actually had some releases that went to the U.K. because the U.K. is very popular for country music. So they're very supportive of a lot of Canadian artists. So. I'm looking forward to see how it does there, and I'll kind of keep you posted on how that goes.
That's cool. that's awesome. So congratulations on that news. And with the CCMAs coming up, do you know if you're going to be in Calgary or not yet? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet. Still looking to see. I think I might go out there because it's been, like you say, a few years actually gathered. So it would be great to catch up with a lot of fellow artists that we know. And I think it's, people need to get out. It's just time, right?
No, I agree.
I
made accommodations, I guess, early this year, so I've been booked and ready to go. So I hadn't been the last time I went was when it was in Calgary, which would have been back in 2019, and then I haven't been the last few years. So I was like, nothing's going to keep me from going. So I'm ready to go.
Okay,
it should be a good time. And just As we move along here in 2022, I'm going to ask less and less about the last few years because mm-hmm. it wasn't a fun situation. But I want to know I don't know if you did during the pandemic like Zoom rights and that kind of thing, and or FaceTime or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I want to know if you did do that, how difficult was those kind of rights as opposed to being kind of in the room with co-writers and such.
You know, I didn't do a whole lot of writing during COVID.
Okay.
I just found it kind of to be a real dry spell for
yeah,
me.
It's tough.
And
yeah.
I think just because of the, I don't know, there was kind of a doom and gloom around that whole time.
For sure.
So I didn't,
for sure.
I seem to work best writing more under pressure when things are busy and going,
okay.
which is weird. When
no.
you have all this time, you think that you'd be able to write your whole album. But I find,
sure.
That wasn't the case, but now that things are happening, I find the creative side of me opening up a little bit better, and the writing's beginning again. So, yeah, you think you'd take advantage of that quiet time and write, but it was tough.
I mean, Jackie, I've talked to artists that have done both. Some were very
yeah.
very busy around that time, and some just couldn't find inspiration and didn't.
I know. Quit.
It's tough. That's why I was just curious
yeah.
kind of how that situation, because it
yeah.
just seems to be different for everybody.
Yeah. So
for me,
there was, like I say, a dryness to that time and nothing creative happening. So
right.
I really am excited because, as with anything, when you're passionate about something, if you kind of lose that passion in that time and you're not writing, you wonder when is it going to come back, and
mm-hmm.
It's back. So that is good.
That's cool. Awesome. It looks like this summer, full steam ahead, there's going to be a lot of cool stuff happening this summer.
Yeah.
New music, a lot of live shows, and that's very
for
exciting.
Sure.
Jackie, thank you so much for your
yeah.
time. I know
yeah.
things are busy, but I appreciate your time. Love the new song, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.